So I receive a song on email, and Cher tells me, this is an awesome song. I must please listen to it. I do. It's called As It Is in Heaven from Encounter Worship. So I say, please, I need to get to know these people. I know Alan already. I don't want to speak to Alan. I want to speak to the rest of the people on the photo. And one of them would be Mateo Tekiso. Hello, Mateo. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, and you?
I'm fine and fabulous, thank you very much. Right, so now I'm curious, because all I know is that you can sing. You've got vocal cords that are active and working, but I still need to find out who you are as a person, as in personality, what do you do for a living, that kind of thing. Tell me about yourself.
So I'm currently studying right now. I'm 18, and I have been studying digital media, digital marketing, and my day-to-day life is like going to church and just going to school, going to church and going to school. So that's pretty about like myself. That's pretty about much it.
Does it mean that you work at that church, or how does that work?
Definitely just volunteering and serving, not necessarily working.
Okay, tell me about that congregation, Encounter.
Encounter is like where do I even start? It's an amazing, amazing congregation, amazing church. It literally is life-changing. It takes you from one place to another. Like, I wasn't the same from the way I came in is not the same way I am today. Like, it literally has built my confidence, let me get a deeper relationship with God. And yeah, it transforms you completely and gets you to know God deeper for yourself.
On a deeper level. How did you end up there? How did you find them?
So I was 14, and I constantly kept passing the church because I live like right next to it. And eventually it was a Christmas day, and myself and my mom didn't have a church to go to. And I was like, why don't we just go to Encounter? And we went to Encounter, and as soon as I stepped in there and I just listened to the worship, I listened to the praise, listened to the sermons, I literally felt like that was home. I looked at my mom and was like, yes, this is home. So that's how I found the church.
I see that fist bump. Yes. This is, yeah. Found this place. Obviously, the music would have been important to you, because that's something that makes you tick.
Exactly. Yeah, I love music. I've always loved music at a very young age. I used to sing a lot when I was like 5 and 6 and stuff. So the worship really attracted me to the church, and as well as the praise.
Tell me about your music, because obviously you're born with a voice and you go and then you start singing and you realize that people around you also agree that you've got a great voice. But there are so many fish in the sea out there. I mean, even if it's just at a church, you've got thousands of people who always want to be part of that worship team and be part. How do you know that your music is something that you should be pursuing more?
Do you mean the Encounter worship songs?
Not necessarily Encounter, just yourself. Because obviously talent is one thing, but being called is another.
Yes, yes. So for music for myself, I don't know, because I've always, I'm a bit different from my other youth. So I've always listened to worship mostly, and I've always listened to praise. And I think what makes it better for me and what makes it like amazing for me is just the fact that I connect with God through my worship, and it's just the place where I am able to feel safe. I'm able to just give him glory, give him praise. So I think that music just literally changes my whole entire life, the genre especially. So yeah, I think that's what I can say about it, especially for myself personally.
Because at the end of the day, you now making music, okay? You're part of a team, and there's harmonies, and you've got the instrumentation that comes with it and all of that. It's like this taste of heaven where you can be one of a millions in the choir. And when you say that, that's where you connect with God. Other people connect in nature or, you know, with writing or something like that. When you say you connect with God there, does that mean when you're on stage, you actually forget about the audience?
Most of the time. Yes, definitely. definitely. But also not in a sense where I completely shut them out. I think all of us as a team, we just, when we worship on that stage, we focused on God. Yes, we focused on what God wants to do in that moment, and also for the congregation. So we don't necessarily shut them out. Oh, I don't shut them out necessarily.
But you've got a great team going there. I mean, it does seem to me that you've got a stunning team dynamic. Someone who isn't part of it, if you had to explain to them, how is it to be part of the Encounter Worship team?
It's amazing. I think the first time I joined, I was very young, and I wasn't as I couldn't harmonize as well back then. So being part of the team, it literally, they groom you. It's also like more than just a team. It's more like family, where we're able to be real with one another, talk to one another, laugh. You know, there's time for playing and there's time to be serious. And it's just a place where we all like have that connection, and we all have like the same vision and what we want to do for Encounter Worship and the congregation as well. So it's pretty much amazing being part of that team.
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, because you get to know one another better, because you become friends, just because you see one another so often, if it's not to rehearse, it's while you're ministering and all of that, does that give you more grace for one another? You know, when you've got a down day, that it doesn't disqualify you because you're going in through a dip or something like that, because you've got one another.
Definitely, definitely. I can't even complain about that, definitely.
Okay, let's get to the music in the team. Do you all write music, or is there some people that write all the music and the rest of you do the sing? How involved is everyone?
So everyone is pretty much involved. Pastor Allen would obviously just be the songwriter and like direct everything. But then we all like sit in a circle, and then we think of like what message we're trying to bring across. And we bring in certain lyrics and put in this, put in that, different instruments, all like literally all in a circle, and put the song together.
And then you go and record this, because it's one thing to sing it in church, but to actually go and record a song, that's next level. Was it exciting?
It was exciting, especially for me, because the only way I've been to studio is with Encounter Worship. So for me, like the first time, I remember the first time, I think it was with God of the Sun Suddenly, and one of the praise songs. The first time going to recording studio, it was amazing. Also, like, I was like nervous, because I was like, yo, what if they hear my mistakes and stuff like that? But they literally, it is amazing. They're so comforting. And yeah, it's just amazing doing work with him.
So do you guys record something 100 times over before it gets onto a finalized version? Or do you have one cut and it better be in, better be on?
Yes, definitely. We literally have take one, take two, take three. Like, we have so many recordings. Because also with, for example, As It Is in Heaven, like the words that were there, you know, we had to really change our English and the way we said some things. So it was very funny, but it was also amazing.
But the problem with you musicians is you can always do something a little better or a little different. Or how do you ever get to a place where you say, I am now contented, this I can live with, that everybody says yes?
So how do we
who decides, sorry, the song is now done?
Who decides? I think we kind of all decide. Like, once we hear it, and we like, sure, I felt the presence of God, like, in that moment while we were singing that, like, then it's like, yeah, it's a done deal. we need to share this and give it out to other people as well.
So is this like a home studio? Do you go pay for someone else's studio time? Or do you have one of those that you can go for 100 hours and it's going to be the same price because it's at home?
No, it's not a home studio. It's more like a place where we would, like, I think, pay for the studio and just construct it there and like have a certain day and have that set day and do it then. So it's not a thing of where we could like go any time. So we would probably have to like book for that studio.
I'm just thinking, if it costs you more, you know, then we appreciate this more. This is expensive blood that goes into it. that goes into doing this thing. And then you go, and now it's done. And now you put the song out there. There is a little bit of vulnerability to that, huh? To take something, send it out, and you say, do you like it or don't you? Is there a little stress to that, or are you just that confident?
I think we're just that confident. I feel because we know that we've written it, not just because of our own ideas, but we know we've written it according to the revelation we've received, or according to a specific season that we feel like God is taking us into. That confidence is just there, that, you know, God backs this, and so we're not really stressed about it.
Do you write your songs based on the sermons you get in church, or is it what's on your own heart?
So we write the songs according to our conferences. So for example, As It Is in Heaven was like birthed by a conference that took place that was also called As It Is in Heaven. And by that conference, we just decided to write a song of like, okay, this is the experience that we're actually talking about when we say As It Is in Heaven, when we talk about As It Is in Heaven. This is what we want to give, we want to share that glory, we want to share that experience.
But that's the amazing thing about music. I mean, you can hear a sermon that time and you can listen to it once, but a song you can listen to 5 million times and you can literally cement the message in people's hearts.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, I want to find out about you yourself as well, because obviously I can hear your passion for the Lord. And when you say you listen to the music, the music that you choose is also a reflection of your heart and everything. So I can hear that you love Jesus. But how did that happen in the first place? How did you meet him?
How did I meet him?
Yes.
So at a very young age, I wasn't as close to God, but I got to a point where, like, my mom would always go to different churches, prophetic churches, and I'd obviously be like, ugh, whatever, I'm not interested. Until a point came into my life where I was, like, really, really broken because of things that I went through at school, and all the list goes on. And if I can be a bit more open now, I literally got to a point where I, like, wanted to end my life. And obviously, I didn't know much about God, so I was like, let me just pray and see if I go to heaven right after Davis. And just as I was about to in my life, my mom walked in. And thing is, being in a black household with a black mom, she obviously didn't take it well in the sense of saying, sorry, what's wrong? She was like, repent, talk to Jesus, do this. So that's how she took it. And, you know, and so I listened to her and I was like, you know what, let me just start with worship. Let me worship God. Let me get to know him for myself. And eventually, as I had that encounter, as I worshipped and I prayed and I spoke to him, I literally felt the love of the Father. Literally, it felt like a hug and it was holding me. Sure. And that's where I say it started, because I had like an actual manifestation. I had an encounter with him. And then I was like, I don't want to go back to my old life anymore. I want to share what people, I want to share what I experienced to people.
You know what? People who get to that place where you want to end your life now, and many times it's the bubbly people that get there. Nobody knows what's good. As much as the highs you have, you've got those lows as well. And we're great at wearing masks as well. And just because you're Christian doesn't mean that you don't go through those seasons, exactly, the highs and lows again after that. But it must have made a difference when you literally reach rock bottom and you truly have an encounter with Jesus. Because even if you go through something like that again, you have to think back on that day and know that you know that you know it was real.
Yeah, definitely. It completely changed my life. Like, I don't remember being depressed or having anxiety issues ever since that day. I've just pursued more of him, pursued more of like what he's about, and it changed my life completely, completely. Because I was also I was a bubbly person, like you said. It's always the bubbly person. I was very much a bubbly person. You wouldn't even think I was going through such, because I was the good girl in the house, did things by the book. And when breaking point came and I just couldn't take it anymore, I literally went to God, because he was like my source.
I hear you. And also the fact that joy without the Lord is just fleeting happiness. It yeah, just does literally. Not have depth. But when you find it in him, you don't have to be happy to be joyful anymore.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, I want to give you the microphone and ask you to speak to South Africa. Because that's the nice thing about making a really great music, is that you get opportunities to say stuff outside of the music as well. It gives you a platform. So here's your platform. Here's the microphone. If you had to share something that's on your heart that you think someone who's listening right now, from everything that you've learned in life and from what you've learned about God himself, if you had to share something that you think will help someone who's maybe like you, what did you say?
Yeah. I'd say, you know what, I'm only 18. It doesn't matter about the age or what stage or what level. Every single person is going to have that moment where they don't believe in themselves. And I just want to encourage people that are my age mostly, that you can make it. You can literally make it. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter how you were born or whatever. But God is always there for you. And whether you know him or whether you don't know him, he's always got your back, because I didn't start by knowing him and he had my back regardless. That's what I would say.
He's an amazing God, isn't he? I mean, this is, if there's one thing that you get over and over, Old and New Testament, is that we don't get what we deserve. He's always, he's like so ready to do what it takes to get us in a relationship with him.
Definitely.
We're going to play this song, As It Is in Heaven. Now, you've gone to all that effort to write a song for the conference and all. But now the song is out there. And when the song is out there, you don't have the luxury of explaining to people exactly what it is that you want to say. But I do want to give you that opportunity now. We're going to play the song. But when we listen to the song, what is it that you want us to get?
When we listen to the song, I just want you to understand that it's not just a song with pretty lyrics and stuff. It's something that you have to like listen to and actually feel that experience of glory, feel that experience. Because when it says let heaven come and invade this place, you don't necessarily have to be in a congregation or in church. You can be wherever you are, in a workplace, and heaven will come and invade this place, because and in that place, because you have heaven coming out of you too. You have glory coming out of you. So that's what I would like to just explain when you listen to the song, that heaven can be anywhere. It doesn't necessarily have to be actually in heaven.
Love it. Love it. Heaven is where you are because God is in you. As It Is in Heaven by Encounter Worship. Mateo Tekiso. Mateo, can I just say, I love your voice. I love your heart. And I want to bless
Thank you, so
you
much.
In the name of Jesus Christ. May you be someone who's got the capacity to do what it takes. You know, there's this beautiful scripture in Romans 1:20 that says that God uses what he's created as a revelation of himself. So may people, when they look at you and at what fascinates you and at how you sing and in every little thing that he's deposited in you, may the scripture work, you know, that people see him and his spontaneity and his joy in you and his wisdom in you and all of that, that people make that connection with Jesus so that your life will have meaning and eternal effect on people's lives years after you've gone, and may you not even know about it, so that you don't have to worry about pride. You can just be yourself.
I receive it.
That's what we want to bless you with today. Okay,
thank you so much.